Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Good to be with you.
Very good to have you with us. Now, Northern Ireland's road to peace was a very, very long and treacherous one, but we thought the troubles were over. How do we see unrest now sort of springing up in the region again?
Well, to be fair, there was sporadic violence throughout the period from the Good Friday Agreement. So this isn't entirely new. But what we're experiencing at the moment for a number of key reasons is a period of great uncertainty in Northern Ireland. As you've alluded to, Brexit is helping to create this uncertainty, but also Northern Ireland has been without a functional government for the best part of 2.5 years now, and that's also adding to the uncertainty.
A group called the New IRA has claimed responsibility for Lyra McKee's death. How does this group differ from the original IRA?
Throughout the Northern Ireland Troubles, there were a number of different organisations in the Republican side of Irish politics. There was a provisional IRA, which was the largest grouping, but also smaller groups such as the Irish National Liberation Army and the official IRA, for that matter. So there's always been a history of splintering in the Republican movement, and indeed in the 1990s there was splintering again as the provisional IRA moved towards accepting the terms of the Good Friday Agreement. So there were smaller groups such as the Continuity IRA and the Real IRA that formed, and these were groups that opposed the move towards the Good Friday Agreement. Around about 7 or 8 years ago, some of these groups decided to come together and call themselves the New IRA, and this is the organisation which was involved in the rioting against the police in Derry that led to the murder of Lyra McKee.
What are some of the actual objectives that these groups are pursuing?
Well, the terms of the Good Friday Agreement suggested that the aspiration towards a united Ireland was entirely valid, but it meant accepting that until the people decided that they wanted to have a united Ireland, that the state of Northern Ireland would remain. And for the radical Republicans, this was a fundamental backtrack on their traditional objective of achieving a united Ireland by military action if necessary. So they continue to hold to that objective, opposition to the British state and its influence in Northern Ireland, and opposition to the main institutions of Northern Irish politics, including the police service of Northern Ireland.
Now, I must say, I visited Northern Ireland in 2012, and even as somebody who'd read about the Troubles, had sort of the background on the Troubles, I was stunned just how divided Protestants and Catholics are. I mean, obviously, in the city of Belfast, we're talking geographically, but stunned at the level of actual vitriol directed between the two groups. Do we still see that division of religion also playing into the politics?
Yes, absolutely. Northern Ireland is a very different place to what it was during the Troubles, primarily because of the massive reduction of terrorist activity and less policing and military presence. Nonetheless, the actual culture of the place hasn't changed all that much. So as you say, it's still highly divided. You can see that in election results when they come out with an almost even split based on a kind of sectarian headcount. And in somewhere like Belfast, as you mentioned, there are numerous peace lines and walls, and these have actually increased since the Good Friday Agreement. So whilst we have a political accommodation which is preventing some of the overt violence during the Troubles, it still remains a highly divided society, and in Belfast in particular, the real patchwork quilt of different communities with walls and fences around them.
So where is it to next for the Northern Ireland government if we don't have a functioning governmental body in Northern Ireland right now, and we've got these tensions continuing to arise. Where to next? Are we likely to see that sorted anytime soon?
So the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Karen Bradley, has announced that there will be another attempt to have all-party talks to see if the government can be restored. Without getting into too much technical detail, the Good Friday Agreement requires that there is a governing coalition where the two major parties on either side of the sectarian divide have to come together and govern together. And for, at the moment, that's the Democratic Unionist Party and Sinn Féin. For a number of reasons, that executive broke down in 2017, and there have been multiple attempts to get it back up and running, but the two sides are fundamentally divided. This has been exacerbated by the situation in the British Parliament, where the Conservative Party is reliant on the Democratic Unionist Party to pass legislation. And as a result, the DUP has some power in Westminster that probably provides less of an incentive to compromise within Northern Ireland with Sinn Féin. So both sides are, have stuck to their guns for the last 2.5 years, and whilst the murder of Liam McKay is going to lead to a new phase of talks, I would be surprised if it would be the fundamental circuit breaker without some greater degree of compromise from both sides.
Well, Adrian, really appreciate your insight into this one. I mean, it's one, like I say, floating around out there, but really don't have our heads wrapped around it. Really do appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure. Good to talk to you.